Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
It is I, the man for whom, if it's a crime for my cock to be large, then you know I'm always guilty as charged. The British Mitchell Stein, Mothman, Joel, another pay-per-view here in New York City. And with her face on my nuts, even that girl would look pretty. But wait. I really shouldn't have said that. That was kind of shitty. I apologize. I'm just trying to be witty. And I hope you're not offended, because that would truly be a pity. Because I was going to fondle those titties.
Thank you. Finally, recognition I deserve. Number one in the hearts of America. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. I'm your ex-host, Robert Q. Seidelman. How long has it been since I started this thing? 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time to pass the torch on to somebody who I know will take the show for another 3 years or more. So shall we get started and meet the panelists? I think we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's cut it to my one of my best friends, Jim Williams.
Oh, well, thank you very much. By the way, to break the tension here, I have to say this. Gertner was not referring to Lacey Von Erich in that open. Because from what I hear, hers is big. Okay.
And then we have the fat boy, Josh Henniger.
As always, I am appreciative of this.
And then we go down to meet Typho.
There was nothing better back in the day than a Joel Gertner show opening.
Then we have Joel Gertner's favorite person in the world, Carl Chenier.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
And finally, it's time to introduce the new host of the North American Wrestling Connection starting June 5th. Actually, I take that back, June 4th. On Flag Day, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Nikki Haymon.
Thank you. You're too kind. And I can't say it this week. No, I'm going to say it anyway. There's a new sheriff in town!
Thank you, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Thank you for the sound of indifference, ladies and gentlemen. I fear for my life next week. Thank you. More like it.
Since when do we use the applause sound on this show?
Since it's too late, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, shall we get the show on the road?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's only fitting to have a small bow of silence to the man who's more famous in wrestling for getting his head knocked off by Jeff Jarrett's guitar at Fall Brawl 2000.
Saw that on WrestleChat this evening. Wow.
So, Gary Coleman. Bye, Condio. Goodbye. Okay, that's enough time on Gary Coleman.
Yes.
Oh, stuck off Seidelman.
Yeah.
What'd you talk about, Seidelman?
Shut up.
Vintage.
Yes. Speaking of, speaking of things that don't usually fail, we have the start of the wrestling week. We have pick'em results.
Uh-huh.
Now, So we'll get started with, well, Nikki, you're there.
I was, and I had an awesome time. I was a little too far off camera left, so anybody who saw the pay-per-view and happened to see my ugly mug, I'd like to hear about it. Loved the set design, ran into tons of people I knew at the arena. Crowd was decent. I think we kept it going all night, even though I think Over the Limit was referring then to number of injuries.
Yes.
Buzzing.
Number of stoppages for blood.
What
that
was
only two.
Yeah, two. One of them was Punk.
Too many.
Punk and then Cena in the main.
Yeah.
But his I didn't really notice. But I was closer to the ramp, so I didn't see when he got cut open by the announce table when him and Big Dave were over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the type of thing. This is an I Quit match, and they have to stop the match cold for blood. I mean, in some states I get it because it's because there's a no blood rule in effect in some states. But it's kind of when you have
it
to stop
the
your
mood.
Yeah, it does kill the mood, in certain matches, especially when you have a match so built up like Batista Cena, you have to stop it cold just to patch him up, you know, put some, I think it's Gel Ignite, or, you know, this scar, you know, it tightens it up. I don't quite remember the name of the substance. But
in their defense, though, to be very honest, I didn't think the stoppage between Cena and Batista wasn't that bad.
Right.
The Wondering Punk Mysterio was, but apparently they just couldn't get a handle on the cut on his forehead. The only pictures I have, it doesn't look bad, but I know somebody who sat an outside said he was gushing.
I'm doing a little jig right now. I just saw McIntyre get knocked the fuck out. Oh, by the way, he's no longer the Intercontinental Champion, so congratulations, Kofi Kingston.
Indeed.
SOS.
Until next week. Rematch card.
Right. Of course.
In Dallas. I'll be in the third row, by the way.
Ooh.
So next week, the party is over.
Yeah.
Indeed. The Intercontinental title goes back where it belongs.
Great. Gives me another reason to have somebody out Friday night. But anyways, shall we get back to talking about Over the Limit?
Mm-hmm.
Good match between Ray versus Punk. I think I remember how he got busted open hard way. Ray was wearing the brace.
Right.
And it cut Punk.
Right.
Second time that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the good news with it, you know, they did do their best to try to get it under control. It did take them a little longer. I think the stoppage was a full 5 minutes, which prompted a boring chant from the crowd. This is why
mm-hmm.
Punk went absolutely apeshit and did all the moves that he was supposed to do in those 5 minutes while they were trying to get that blood under control.
Agreed.
At least that's how I saw it. I was like, oh, he's just catching up.
Mm-hmm.
He had fast forward on his DVR and started beating the crap out of Ray. Nice.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody laugh on this show.
Sorry, I was drinking my Pepsi.
Wait. You asked for somebody to laugh on this show? Rob, one more time for old time's sake.
Oh, no, wrong one.
There's a button for that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm there. Anyway, sorry.
Okay. Shut up, Tony. Another great match that happened was Hart Dynasty versus Jeremiz.
That was fun.
Yeah, well, it sounded like fun.
That was a lot of fun, and I got it exactly right. No, sorry.
Quite a few people actually got it exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except for one person who's not here and who's probably set a record for new pay-per-view futility.
Mm-hmm.
Beating mine? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right. So, shall we do final scores?
Yes, let's.
In last place, with the great score of 1.5, is it Jim? No, it's not Jim. It's Jason with 1.5.
So I tied him just before the pay-per-view started. That's exciting.
No.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, you did tie him. Well, not really.
I went Flush-O twice-O, so.
Yeah, you did went No, you went Flush-O. Yeah, you did win Flush-O twice. So one on the pay-per-view, one on the tag match, and one on, I think it was the Divas match.
The one that was
or
the two-point match, yeah, and the Flush-O and
the
Divas,
double
yeah,
count out.
Mm-hmm. You want to know all what Jason got right?
Go
I already know, but go ahead.
Cena.
Of course.
That's it.
Yeah.
That train is never late, people.
He selected Maurice, DiBiase, McIntyre, Jeremiz, Bing, Tyson, Kidd, Jack Swagger, CM Punk, and Orton.
Wow. Just.
That's a.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a list of failure right there.
Pretty much.
And by the way, I think you can expect Jason Block back on the show next week.
Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then next with 3.5 is Carl.
Oh, yeah, because I never won this damn competition.
I think you may have won it once, way back when, probably
I
when the year was 2008.
I know that.
And then tied for third with 4. Josh and Jim.
I'll take it.
And tied for top with 5.5. Sorry, typo. Your co-champions, Nikki Haman and V. Ha 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 ha.
A most evil tag team if ever one was constructed.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking
but she gets the belt.
I was thinking dangerous.
She gets the belt.
Our queen.
Yes, I get the belt, Carl. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and for me, I just like to call it, what a way to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. What a way to go out. So what do I do with this card? I think I'll just throw it away because I'm not going to need it again.
There we go.
Yep.
Of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right into the trash. Right next to a
trash
half.
Can become cash.
Oh. Wow.
Paul has been watching too many 1-800 Gold Kit commercials.
Let me pull out that clip of you saying...
He will, too. He got the gold and he mailed it.
Oh.
That's right. Digressing.
So now we move on to Monday, and Nikki and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Monday Night Raw. But before that,
yes,
you two went to a autograph signing of sorts.
Oh, yes.
We made the paper.
Yeah,
what'd you do, and who'd you accost?
Well, I tried to pick up Jericho, but 226 pounds, and that's just really hard on my shoulders. I mean, Lou's really helped me with my workouts, but it just wasn't working. I got halfway to the door, and he screamed, "Put me down, you asshole!"
Oh, God. Good Lord. Wow. That's right.
Funnier than that, Tony. But seriously, Mr. Jericho, go with Tony. Tony.
Dog.
Mr. Jericho was most gracious. He was actually in a very good, not quite in doofus mode and not quite in serious mode. I think he was, I was up all night partying Saturday night at the concert, and then I had a pay-per-view, and I feel like shit.
Yes, I know exactly how he feels. I call that Tuesday.
But for
I'm gonna miss that button.
Tuesday.
Let me add something to this right quick.
Hmm.
Way
there
to go, Jim, for singing Rob's name as Robert Seidelman on Facebook.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know. No one's perfect, and nobody will know the difference anyway. Okay.
Rimshot.
Well, you don't have one. You just have this.
Oh, don't do it. It's funny.
Well, but, here's another one that's better.
That's better, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Those tacos.
This thing is Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yes. Continue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was able to get a photograph from Mr. Jericho, which is prominently displayed on my Facebook. He autographed a picture I'd taken of him in Indianapolis, and I gave him an 8x10 of another pic from that same night, which you can find on my Jericho page, NikkiHayman.com/Y2J. Josh was a very fortunate individual. I'll let you tell that part of the story, Stat Boy.
Yes. At the autograph signing, you had to have a wristband in order to get something autographed, or from what I heard, a picture taken, but I didn't have either, or me being pretty much borderline broke, and also in order to autograph something, you had to have to buy the CD, $20 plus. Kind of a ripoff. But yeah, I didn't have any of that, so I got lucky. I shook his hand, thanked him, and he said, "Hey, you're the one who came all this way. I should thank you." Something like that, right, Nikki?
Right. He was glad that you showed up. Yeah.
Yes, there we go. And then I took a picture with Mr. Jericho. Hence, my signature on WrestleCrap. Also, Photo Bucket, and I have it on Facebook as well, but I didn't publish it for some reason. But it's all there.
So we actually found a picture that replaced Ted DiBiase.
Yes. Along with my Voltron parody shirt.
There you go. Well, Jericho's all class. That's good to know.
Yeah.
He probably is a fan of Voltron, too.
He said nothing.
Yeah, he didn't. I was surprised. Mr. Factoid, King of VH1, didn't bite on his shirt, or he probably couldn't see mine very well. I had a guitar going through a paper shredder.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gotten better, and I would have pulled out an old Winnipeg Jets jersey.
You would have.
Yeah, you would have.
And I didn't have my Y2J shirt from 2000, so. But it was a good time.
Much rejoicing by all.
Oh, yes. Our the Huntington Center in Toledo is a new facility.
Brand new. It was created last year.
So this is the first time WWE's been in there. And I'll tell you what, was a very –
actually, Nikki, it was the second time. They had a house show there late last year, about October time.
That's right. I didn't make it out for that.
And I didn't because I was broke. College! Woo! Woo!
Toga! Toga! Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, can't wait till September.
All right. But yeah, this is one of the places that actually has concessions and souvenir stands on the ground floor, so you're not walking up 60 stairs to get to anything like you do at EJ Nutter Center in Dayton.
Or the escalator, whatever.
Right. But if you're on the floor at the EJ Nutter Center, don't plan on going anywhere.
or if you're used to Bombers games, just walk them up anyway. Don't be lazy.
But no, I was very satisfied with the arena. My seats were awesome. I know you had good seats too, Statboy.
Pretty good seats. I was behind two jerks the whole night, hence why I didn't even get close to being on TV.
And the only thing I had in front of me. Go ahead, Jim.
I was gonna say, define jerks. What made them jerky? Shall we say?
Quite simply put, they wouldn't sit down. They were about a half foot taller than me. The woman was about 6 foot. The man was about 6'4". And also they had a ginormo camera, the type you're not allowed to have at WWE.
Okay, yeah, they're jerks. Yeah. Just to clarify.
They're digital SLR camera.
Ooh, yeah.
The tall woman does it for me.
And the woman was the one taking the pictures, too.
Of John Cena, no doubt.
You.
No, of everything, pretty much.
Okay.
Randy Orton didn't even show up until the last minute of the show.
Mainly because the effer's injured?
Oh, yeah. We need a...
But, from what
I've
heard, the injury...
You got a sound for that.
But wait, Rob. From what I've heard, the injury is maybe nowhere severe as one thought. At least for early times. Because there have been reports that the injury will only put him out technically 4 weeks, but he still has to have surgery down the road. Hence why they're hoping he'll be back in good enough shape in time for Fatal 4-Way on June 20th.
They're saying the injury occurred at a house show on Friday, correct? Originally, what started it?
Well, I was at the Super Show on Saturday, and
okay.
I didn't notice what happened. The story I heard was that it happened during the finish.
Okay.
The only thing that I can tell you was that Randy was not favoring either arm, but he wasn't celebrating a whole lot either.
Mm.
Now, it was much more obvious at Over the Limit, where apparently it completely popped out of place while he's doing his RKO taunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last we've seen of that.
For a while.
No, I'm serious. My pay-per-view pictures, the first picture, you see him pounding the mat with his fist. The next one, he's standing up holding his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
And
up aim.
So, yeah, cue face palm in the fourth row.
Yeah.
I got a better one.
Whoa! Space mounted.
I missed that one. So, it's a major league fail, but I'm gonna throw a couple of props in the direction of Edge. The match slowed down; it didn't stop really.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, it was just enough to get the word to Edge: "Hey, Randy's hurt. We gotta figure out a way to wrap this up real quick." Thus, the double count out. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, they were fast on their feet on that, and when you have Main Event caliber guys and, you know, that kind of thing, they can, you know, plan accordingly, if you will. Play it by ear.
Well, yeah, but, you know, this was even smoother than when Hunter got caught almost completely flat-footed at Cyber Sunday a couple of years ago when Orton broke his collarbone on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Hunter, who, you know, is the quintessential, you know, I'm the one who watches film all the time, I eat, sleep, breathe, shoot, get the business, froze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Major props indeed.
Yeah.
Probably saying, "Ah, oh, damn it! Now I can't pedigree a guy with a bad shoulder."
Damn.
No,
you just got up. Yeah. You can mass in the morning. There's a new sheriff in town, from what I heard. Is that right, Nikki?
That, yes, indeed. And in fact, he had the audacity to interrupt a very angry and frustrated and semi-realistically injured Batista, who had a black eye, a bruised tailbone, and I don't know why he had his arm in a sling.
And the worst 80s sunglasses I've ever seen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, they were only topped by the county sheriff mirror shades that new permanent GM Brett the Hitman Hart strode out in.
Yeah, you get to be top dog, you get shades like that, I guess. I don't know.
And speaking of top dog,
I am not going to specifically say stay for the show because, you know, I'm just going to say my public goodbyes at the beginning.
All right.
And then I'm just going to hang it up.
All right, that works.
If you could save me for last, that would be helpful. If that would be good.
Hey, Jason. There's one little thing.
What's that?
You're on the air.
Oh?
I mean, legitimately, you're on the air.
Jason Bach joining us.
Yep.
Wow. What?
It's like the Merv Griffin said episode of Seinfeld. Oh, look, Jason's here.
What, did you start early or what?
Yeah, we started at 7:30.
Okay, well, then let me do it right, and let me do it with the way that I wanted to do this.
Okay.
Robert called me up about, a year or so ago, thereabouts.
July 08, if I remember correctly.
Almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And asked me, and he said, Jason, I need, one of my guys came out, I need you to do this wrestling podcast thing for me. Just do this. I was like, okay. And it turns out that it turned into one of the most interesting rides I've been on in a long time. I know this is your last show,
yep.
And I know you're moving on to hopefully bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for allowing me to have a spot to have my voice on here, because this is something that we as fans don't usually get to do, because the internet itself is a place of anonymous people where a lot of times they just want to be marked, so to speak, for themselves. What you tried to do, and I hopefully Nikki will continue to do, is make this a voice for intelligent, logical, passion-filled conversations about the business that we know and love.
Right.
I want to thank you for the fact that you've done this now for almost 3 years, that we have a place to go and just talk and shoot the shit about this business that we did. There's been a lot of good times. There's been a lot of bad times. But, you know, Robert, thank you very much for doing this. And, you know, you'll be missed. And, you know, you're not getting future endeavored. You're just going, you know, you're leaving on your own terms. And that's cool.
Yeah. Sort of like retirement.
Yeah. And without this show, I would have not struck up the friendship with Paul Heyman's niece over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And,
no.
I'm sorry?
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. So, and, you know, without you, I would have not met Nikki, and Nikki is one of the coolest people I know. So for that, I thank you as well. But seriously, I wish you all the success in the world. I really do. I just want you to just remember that, you know, you have created something that will continue on, and that, you know, just realize that this is a great place to be, and this was a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, thank you.
Welcome, Jason.
So I'm
take care
out
of yourself.
And I'm out, guys. And Nikki, I will, you know, I'll see you on the flip side. And Jim, we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Jason. Thanks, sir.
You got it.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Jason Block, ladies and gentlemen.
What, just the rest of us have chopped liver, huh? Oh, hi. Did that come out?
We'll get our turns later on.
Yeah, you'll get your turn, Carl.
Gracious in defeat, Carl. Gracious in defeat.
When last we left you, we were talking about Monday Night Raw and Nikki's experiences there.
Hey, now, you're missing someone.
And Josh's, yes. Well, Nikki was kind of, sorry.
No.
Oh, yeah, yada.
This week on Soap.
Da, 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 da.
I have nothing to throw, anyway. the only problem I had was that fake sign guy, orange-green sign guy, was at the venue. He decides to rip me.
Mm-hmm.
He sends a note on Twitter saying, hey, you know, it doesn't look like I'm gonna be able to get any seats. I'm going to go ahead and start driving home. It's like, okay, be careful. Comes around the corner and has a seat exactly four rows in front of me, as in front row, stiff side, leaning on the guardrail.
Lucky.
And to which he just tweets back, oh, just kidding, here I am. To which I had a minor DX moment.
Uh-oh.
Rose to my feet, pointed one accusatory finger. Liar.
I wish I was there to witness it, but alas, I was in a little bit of a different seat area.
Mm-hmm. Big women.
Yeah, fourth row, almost next to the timekeeper.
I think that's about where I'm going to be on Tuesday.
Mm.
Right next to where the ring announcer and timekeeper sit.
Hey, you'll be right next door to Tony Jimmel.
Yes, I will.
Much like I was to Justin Roberts.
Oh.
I'll be Michael Cole's side if you're looking on the announce table during NXT.
Oh,
I plan,
just scream
I plan to
vintage
out.
At him repeatedly. See if he pulls up.
He walks out there.
Yeah.
Just keep yelling, you're a poor man's replacement. Poor man's replacement. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Start chanting, Michael Cole's gonna get his head kicked in. I need to open up people around me. Anyway.
And that chant did get through.
Of course it did.
It did get through on NXT.
The kick his head in chant over on camera side did get through, and it wouldn't pick up in my section. I was not pleased.
Mm-hmm. Nor would have I then.
But it doesn't
That's
matter. Kick his head and did go through.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
So where were we? I think we were
quit!
All right, so Nikki, you're taking over right now then. Oh, you mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Batista.
I taunted Batista just because I could. It was fine.
Hey.
I thought that was fun.
Thanks. Now he's going to sue us all.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The way he said it
go
was
anywhere.
Fun.
Carl?
It doesn't
yes.
really matter.
What the?
The way he said you had something?
I said the way he said it must have been real fun for y'all live out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a scream.
And the way he kept moving at that damn wheelchair.
and Vicky Guerrero picked it up afterwards.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I actually found an old episode of Raw with her in the damn wheelchair from, like, last year or something.
She'll be back in soon enough. Just notice Vicky Guerrero's storyline is just going a big circle. She's back to being with Chavo again already. Oh,
come on.
Yay.
Speaking of going around in circles, shall we talk some NXT?
Sure.
We're just going to jump around from subject to subject. We'll get back and forth.
Did y'all go to this one, too?
I was at NXT.
All right.
I wasn't.
And so was Pro Wrestling Ohio, Cleveland All Pros, and I believe Absolute Intense Wrestling's Johnny Gargano. He was one of the security guards.
As well as one of my friends, Big Bear Benjamin Boone, who is right beside Gargano.
Okay.
Were they the Cole Daniel Bryan security guards?
Yeah.
That's two of them.
I think I also saw Gargano and the guy you said, Benjamin Boo.
Benjamin Boo, he's on WrestleCrab.
They were the security guards that were on the ramp during SmackDown when Matt Hardy came out.
Yeah.
The same guys.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. The words were just taken out of my mouth. Then again, I saw them and then I fell asleep because it's McIntyre.
Yeah.
Hey, wake up! We're talking NXT, not McIntyre.
Yeah, that's right.
So, the main reason for NXT this week was to further the Michael Cole, Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryanson, Bryan Daniel, whatever the hell you want to call him this week.
American Dragon.
Okay,
Dragon,
if you want. The all-American
Dragon.
Not quite American there.
Well, Berkey is American.
Great, so he's going to kick our
produced
head,
by
yeah.
Barry and Enright, yes.
Yeah, well, you can look that on WWE.com. It's fun to look at over and over and over and over again, that entire segment.
And for multiple different respects. I mean, Cole, for once, didn't know how it can happen, cut a pretty damn good promo, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm surprised there was no sound bites or an intro from that.
Well, I didn't have time, sorry.
Oh, here.
Later.
Oh, my.
That's what we can do.
Yeah.
The chaos that followed was awesome, though.
Yes.
That was a fun part.
Mm-hmm.
Where Mr. Bryan completely and utterly snapped. Whacked Cole. Cole gets out of the ring. Bryan escapes the guards, runs right past the announce table, blurring any chance of you seeing me back there. Tackles Cole in the guards. The only time you would have seen me was on SmackDown, and it was two very quick shots.
Oh, okay.
Once at the end of the tag match, directly behind Swagger, and once when Chavo and Vicky came out, but you're not going to recognize me because I have a camera in my face.
Uh-huh.
Back to the Daniel Bryan beatdown. Didn't Cole strike Bryan, then run away like the pussy that he is?
Yeah.
Pussy foot Cole.
Oh, my.
With the weakest slap in the history of our industry.
No. There's weaker slaps than Cole.
Yeah, like a Joel Gertner chair shot.
Or George Crybaby Cannon.
True.
Hello.
So, let's see. Once
there's your vintage reference of the week. George Crybaby Cannon.
Vintage.
Vintage.
Vintage. Jim, you got to work on that.
Indeed.
I thought I had a vintage soundbite for you guys.
Wrong show, I guess. Oh, well.
Yeah, it is the wrong show. I think that was on the BS Big Show where you had that one. Isn't that right,
Yeah.
Host of BS Big Show, former host of the East, former co-host of the East-West Wrestling Connection, one of the first incarnations of the show, Carl Chenier?
Yeah, yes, sir. And actually, it was the North-South variation.
Oh, yeah, it was the North-South.
Great. Not only was I pleased to see Daniel Bryan start beating on Michael Cole, when they chased him up the ramp, Miz decided to get in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was fun. I wish he would have knocked his nose and broke it. Oof.
So you have to follow Steve Nash?
Nah, he wouldn't have gotten to Steve
Ooh.
Nash. Mm-mm.
Then he wouldn't have been able to talk at the end of the show, which Stryker had fun digging on him about that.
Yep.
I'll tell you what.
That was a nice little thing.
I'll tell you what. I'll give this to Miz. He's a good talker, at least. That's all he can do is talk.
I'd say his in-ring skills have improved a bit, but yeah, he's mostly a talker, I'd say. Watch him. I'm telling you, though, he'll get main event status by, if not year's end, early next year. I just have a feeling. I mean, why do you think they took the belt off him, for goodness sakes?
Oh, yeah, that's something we'll get into later.
Yeah.
A new initiative on the WWE. Oh, boy.
Yes, don't piss off Vince McMahon's golden child, otherwise you are suspended without pay, even though you're in the right and everything. Moving on.
No.
Let's talk about NXT. We had another elimination, the second to last elimination.
Mm-hmm.
One Man Rock Band is gone.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess NXT isn't going to blow his mind. Wait a minute.
He'll
not
blow,
blow
minds, all right. He'll blow minds in the unemployment line.
He'll blow something. I don't know what, but, you know.
Hey. We're a family show.
Not the kind of show we do.
Oh,
we're a family show.
Family fucking show, I'm sorry. Yes.
Whoopsies.
I think that opening proved how much of a family show this is.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
And that is a damn good family show.
You didn't.
Well, it's a family show in that it teaches kids parts of the anatomy. We digress. Buddy, what's a little thing?
I like that.
If anyone could do a high-pitched voice, Jim can do it the best.
Sorry.
What do you mean he can do it the best?
I want to be like you, Daddy. I want to be like you.
Thank you, John Davidson.
Back to NXT, Heath Slater is gone. So that leaves for the final show, which Typho will be in attendance for.
Ooh. I'll be wild and young.
Show notes. Speaking of, there's a story that we need to get to about American Bang, which Nikki will tell us in a few moments. But I want to talk about the NXT guys here and now. More than likely, the final three, Justin Gabriel, David Otunga, Wade Barrett, they'll find themselves easily on the rosters, actually, forgetting in the final episode. I can easily see Otunga going on Raw, Barrett with Raw because of Jericho. I can see Gabriel going to SmackDown. I want to talk about the other five. I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me if they're going to either make one of the two main rosters, they're going to go back to developmental, or they're going to get wished well on their future endeavors, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Hit us.
All right. Let's start with the first person eliminated, Michael Tarver. Josh?
I really don't see him going on either main roster. He will probably get lucky and stay in FCW for a little while longer before being quietly released.
Hey, Jim?
I get my opinion on Tarver.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think he'd be closer to Future Endeavor than actually going to FCW. Just a hunch.
I understand.
Carl?
I'm going to say Future Endeavor.
Future Endeavor?
Mm-hmm. Did not have the right look, I don't think.
Typho?
I'm going to be different, and I'm going to say he will make it to one of the rosters because I think through NXT they set him up with a really good gimmick.
And Nikki.
He tried to sell merch. But they had a great gimmick for him, but we never got to see it. I think he's going to get future endeavored. Yeah, he's going to be gone within 6 months.
I got 6 weeks to be honest with you. He is going to get future endeavored. He does have raw material to be a good superstar, but he just needs a lot more fine-tuning, and I don't think the WWE developmental system is built for his fine-tuning. Hey, VRM. Mm. Welcome to the end of the era edition of the show. Speaking of VRM, where do you see Michael Tarver going? Do you see him on one of the two main rosters? Do you see him going back to FCW, or do you see him getting future endeavored?
As I stated before, I have not watched NXT.
Oh, okay.
College. College.
College.
Let's get next to Skip Sheffield. Nikki, you're a fan of Silverback Reeves, Ryback Reeves.
I think they're going to try to get him up on one of the rosters because they're on a timetable with him. He's in his late 30s, so if they're going to get anything out of him, they're going to have to do it soon.
Josh?
Actually, Nikki, I don't know where you're getting your information from. Skip Sheffield's only 28 years old.
I heard he was 38.
I'm making a Marty Wright joke. Let me just double check that real quick, but yeah.
I'm gonna look.
Continuing on, I do see him winding up on SmackDown and then just floundering until he gets released. And by the way, I have looked on a legitimate site, cagematch.de, 11-10-1981
is okay, his birthday. My apologies. I'm going off somebody's Twitter. Damn you, Kurt Hawkins. Anyway.
Kurt's going to make jokes about it.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Red Leather Pants himself.
Oh, God.
Break on leather pants.
Son of a...
Not an image I need.
He's got scars one way or another, guys.
Mm.
Anyway, back... I think it's my turn next, huh?
No, it's Jim. Jim
right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I see him going back to FCW, and he may make it on the SmackDown roster in 6 or 8 months, but I think he's going back to FCW first for a little retooling.
Typo.
I'll say this. Skip Sheffield will not make a roster. He'll go back to FCW. There's one way to save him. I've said it many times before. Bring back Ryback. Terminator gimmick, no selling. It's awesome. Give it back to him and bring him up.
You know, when I hear the name Ryback, I just think of Under Siege.
You would.
I'm sorry, it's a Steven Seagal movie, and my mom drools over Steven Seagal like she does Keith or
something. Okay, we don't need to know that.
Does she drool over fat Steven Seagal in the reality show? No, let's not go there.
Both, actually.
Please don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ, was she
in there?
I hate you, Jim. No,
you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Oh, wait, we already did.
He's going to go back down to FCW. Actually, I must say he might go back to his actual name, Ryan Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little time. Maybe, just maybe, he'll get called up if he's lucky.
And VRM.
Again, college.
Don't even remember right back from Tough Enough 4?
I had one picture.
Yeah.
What a do.
Yeah.
What a do.
Yep. How about Darren Young? I will start with Carl.
Interesting. Darren Young. Let's put it this way. He gone.
Gone?
Yeah.
Oh, he be gone. Typo.
I see him. In my mind, he's got to make it because outside of Daniel Bryan, he's more ready than anybody. And I think he will make it on probably, I'd say, SmackDown. He's going to be there. Maybe not in his Darren Young South Beach party boy persona, but in some way, one way or another, he'll be there.
Maybe he could be a masked Straight Edge Society member?
It could be.
Fred Sanford.
A Fred Sanford gimmick, Carl?
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
What's it here?
Turn back the clock 30 years.
Elizabeth! Are you mean Bone Crusher Samson? I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
I can see him on SmackDown. The dynamic he had with CM Punk, at least in the early stages of NXT, shows there's some promise in there. I think he could get onto a roster.
Josh?
I can only see him in one place, the unemployment line, mainly because they've already got an XP of Darren Young. His name's John Cena.
Ooh!
Ba-zing.
Zing is right. Nikki?
Well played.
He definitely needs to go back down to FCW and retool because they kept saying South Beach Party Boy, and I just didn't see that on camera. So I think they're going to go down and either work with his gimmick or, you know, either tweak his gimmick or start over and get him something that is a little more TV worthy. He'll come up to SmackDown, but it's going to be at least another 7 or 8 months.
Okay. Yeah, he's going away. Probably FCW to retool, but I kind of see him going the way of the Dodo.
Dodo?
Not hey, Dodo, hey. You dummy!
Ah!
Dodo!
Family show.
Family fucking show.
Family
yeah.
fucking show, that's right.
What? I said Dodo, you idiot.
He's going to the dojo for the Dodo. Wait a minute, I don't know what I'm saying.
In the bay window. Heath Slater, Carl.
He'll be on a roster. Don't care where it is, he'll be on there.
What'd you say, Carl?
I said he will be on a roster. Don't care where, he'll be somewhere.
All right.
Hey, that rhymed.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He's a poet. He didn't even know it, ladies and gentlemen. Typho.
Yeah, but I'm pimped more than him. Oh, anyway.
Slater, I'm going to say he will be released because he's been in developmental since 2006, and it's going to be come to a point now where it's like, well, we got to do something with this guy, and he's going to get Eric Escobar'd because that's exactly what happened to Escobar. Mm-hmm. They just decided, hey, we got to do something with this guy. He's been here forever. Put him up, forget about him in 2 weeks, and cut him.
Interesting. Skip's been in developmental for, what, 6 years almost now?
Well, he got released in there somewhere and got rehired.
Yeah.
Oh.
Slater's been there straight since then. Same with Escobar.
All right.
Jim.
To FCW for a short term, but I can't see. I just can't see him making it to the big shows. I just can't for some reason. There's something about the dynamic. I don't know if it's the look. I don't know if it's the redneck. I don't know. I just don't see him making it to Raw or SmackDown.
Josh.
Who's I'm dying here. Who was up?
Slater.
Slater.
Slater, he's going to wind up on SmackDown sooner or later and then relegated to Superstars for a few years.
Nikki?
I'm kind of in the same boat with Jim. Something about Rock Band in West Virginia just does not compute.
Thank you.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
I'm sure there is, but unfortunately I know a couple of West Virginians.
And it involves Necro Butcher.
You should start a two-man rock band with Jamie Noble.
Yes.
And equal with their front gal. And see.
Wait, I have an idea.
Yeah?
What?
I got it. Kurt Hawkins, Vance Archer, Heath Slater. Get them Guitar Hero guitars.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You
Rock and Rave Infection Revival, baby.
Yeah, Double Jake and Sing Lead. Wait a minute.
Hire Jimmy Rave.
Oh, boy.
Jimmy Rave. Thank you, Sandinas. And they're actually in San Francisco.
That's right.
Of course.
I'm sure Hoyt still has his pants with the oversized undergarments tied to them somewhere.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they? No, they get Jillian so that she gets to shriek at the microphone. Who wants to get infected?
Or just hire back Christy Hemme since all she's doing in TNA is holding a microphone. Surely she can do that in WWE for double the pay.
Well, no, she's making a shit ton of TNA.
Yeah, I think Spike's paying her. Excuse me.
Speaking of TNA, by the way, Daniel Bryan, I think everybody knows where he's going.
Say hi to Raw for me.
Michael Cole's house for Thanksgiving.
Okay, so how many more we got?
Hey, Daniel, could you pass me the turkey? Or do you not have the heart to? And it's a Family Feud a la Jerry Springer.
Family Feud! Okay, so what do we have left here?
Daniel Bryan, but we all know where he's going.
Yeah,
I want to talk about some TNA for a second.
You do that.
Okay,
I want to put this up to everybody. What was the grossest thing you've seen in the world of wrestling this week?
Oh,
the
you
eye?
Don't want me to answer that.
Is it the eye?
Uh-huh.
Or
that in person was fucking creepy.
I got something that's even more gross.
This involves
Lacey Von Erich making out with Puppet the Psycho Dwarf.
That's all you need to know, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay away from his trash can.
More painful than a glass.
I did not see any wrestling this week, but now I am debating just turning off the... Right now,
again, I reference a bit I did last week. Lacey Von Erich would do anything that has legs. Thank you.
Actually, we still have the audio on here. Let's play it.
He finds Michael Cole to be the longest running weekly episodic joke in wrestling history. He finds Vicky Guerrero to be both annoying and sexually enticing. He knows for a fact that Lacey Von Erich would do anything that has legs, especially end tables and grandfather clocks.
And there's more to that, of course.
Yeah, there's more to that, of course, but I just needed that last, that bit, which
okay.
proved,
vintage.
Which was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Roundtable, what was more freaky, the eye or Lacey Von Erich whoring herself out to Puppet the Psycho Dwarf? CRM? Oh, he's gone. Never mind. Carl?
Dumb bitch on midget action. Good grief.
I only need to bring up one more word, and then the circle will be complete. I'll do that after everybody else. Typho?
Well, with the eye thing, when I heard that it was actually a member of WWE Creative, somehow I wasn't surprised. I got to go with the eye.
Jim?
Now, I always saw the eye, but just the concept of Lacey on puppet action, you got to go with Lacey Von Botch, Von Puppet, Von... I told you she had a big... Yeah, I mean, earlier, I mean, that's proof.
Josh?
Hi.
Thank you.
I only saw the eye, but
yeah.
I'm going to channel Dusty Rhodes here.
Oh.
On the marquee, not a minute. Flip the dog over, it's about Eric.
By the way, Rob, I didn't give out my opinion. I just said hi, not I.
Oh.
Yeah, it happened. It happened. But seeing the eye, I knew it was a plant right away. I was screaming it.
I think that got
through. But yeah, I pretty much have to say Lacey Von Erich with Puppet.
Good.
Next.
You know what my word was that nobody brought up?
What was it?
Bill?
Trash can.
That's
two
words.
I was referencing
that. Celebrating in the trash can afterwards. And by celebrating, I mean family show.
Yeah, family fucking show. Yeah, right.
That's why I brought up Dusty Rhodes.
If you will.
Superstation TBS.
I'm the mother sheep.
Was going to the
with a silver tongue, Tony Schiavone, if you will.
Into the bay window.
Somehow.
Rob's got himself a bicycle.
Fucking like a monkey.
Plunder.
Ooh, yeah, now back to Monday Night Raw. Ooh, yeah, I've been thinking. Ooh, yeah. I have been. No, fuck it. U.S. champion, everybody.
Yes.
What's up?
Just something I mentioned earlier, yeah.
Yeah. So, Carl, since you mentioned it earlier, why don't you tell everybody what happened?
Well, there was a little match made by a certain new GM of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Bret Hart, FTW. He won't say more.
Not really.
So Miz faced Truth, and wasn't a bad match at all. But they somehow want to put the belt on Truth for a certain initiative, the same reason they did it for Kofi for the IC belt.
Get this off PSAs?
Yes. it's funny.
All I got to say is they're trying to push a minority, I guess.
Oh, God.
We are a nation of domination.
by the way, there's somebody who I need to bring up right now. I just saw this on the WrestleCraft forums. One of our favorite reviewers, Noah Antweiler, the Spoony one.
Oh, yeah, Spoon.
Ooh.
Silver
Spoon. He has a new thing with Linkara, someone who I've been trying to get Nikki to watch.
Oh no!
I've gone over there, and a guy sitting there screaming into a webcam just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, but this one you might be interested. This video,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Since Nikki, I know you're somewhat of a 90s comic book geek.
Somewhat. Kind of, sort of, but yeah.
Warrior 2 and 3.
Oh, he's looking at them comics. He's saving his sanity because he better not be looking at Heroes. That will kill you.
It has been requested by... Spoonie has that comic, and he says, oh, dear God, it's worse than Impact.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. I have issue 1, and it hurt my brain.
I guess it's something I have to read when I get over there in August.
I'm trying to save your life here, Rob.
Well, just give him a chair shot to the head. He'll forget about it later.
I have a new chair to do that with.
Oh, no!
Oh, boy.
At least this time it'll be in the privacy of just between me and her and not on the show.
Oh, come on. The world must hear hear a chair shot.
Yes.
We'll talk about it later. But anyways, Kofi Kingston, new U.S. champion.
Intercontinental.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
R-Truth, new U.S. champion.
There you go.
It's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real quick, if anybody here, for those of you guys who were watching at home, they did not explain this to the live audience that Britt mm-hmm. had vacated the U.S. title. I'm guessing that Cole and Lawler explained that.
Yeah, they did.
They did,
okay.
Yeah.
I wish they'd had something for the live audience, because that's, you know, I put two and two together, but it's kind of nice to explain, give us some explanation.
When doing any type of show, writing, producing, that kind of thing, you always have to assume, and this is wrong of me to say, and this is what Nikki's going on, that the audience is stupid. You kind of have to go by that and write every little meticulous little thing.
Mm-hmm.
They failed there.
All the writers are busy taking their eyes out on TV. So
that's right.
Oh, God.
Shooting commercials.
Oh, that too.
Oh, by the way, we have some Jim Ross news.
Boomer Sooner. Oh, sorry,
guys.
He is staying with the E as, listen to this, he as a talent scout. Working on his book,
okay.
And potentially working on some broadcast opportunities. He doesn't specify, but that probably means like EVD hosting the Legends Roundtable and WWE On Demand / Classics.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Wait a minute. Didn't WWE just recently acquire the Bill Watts's library?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There's your new work, pal.
Mid-South.
Let me see his blog here. Let me see.
Seriously, he's also allowed to broadcast for MMA promotions.
Interesting.
I wonder how much...
yeah. How much what's his name, White, would pay him?
Yeah. Just for one pay-per-view show, Brock Lesnar.
Exactly.
Brock Lesnar, Shane Carwin.
Yeah, definitely hit the blobber knocker.
Anybody that beat the heck out of Joe Rogan, I'm all for.
Just wait till tomorrow night, boys and girls.
Oh, Rogan's okay, I guess. I'm sorry.
Rampage is going to get his ass shut up finally.
Fuck out, Rampage! Rampage!
Could Jim Ross
by
go to
either
and let him and Maria do some MMA commentary.
mm-hmm.
So when did Maria become the new Missy Hyatt? That's the question.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Just not horror or something. Right.
Class action lawsuit. Okay.
I guess we'll have to find out a new kayfabe commentary thing.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Issue with Maria. Although there's some things I'd like to shoot on her, but that's another story for another day.
Oh!
No, family show.
Control yourself.
Family fucking show. Damn it. Well, he's got 21 minutes. He doesn't care. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And I think I started out as a kindly young man when I was doing the Webmaster's Corner with Tyler.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
people from Kentucky corrupt you. I'm sorry.
That's pretty
strange,
much how
strange Kentucky people.
That's not real Tyler Brown.
Tyler could.
Well,
the only thing Tyler could corrupt is his hard drive.
And McDonald's fryer.
There's not much wrong with him, but there's nothing wrong with him. No, I'm kidding. Tyler's a good guy.
Yeah. And a McDonald's shake, yes.
I want another one of those damn Shamrock shakes. Those things were delicious.
No.
But actually, where this whole show kind of originated was with Master's Corner. We spun off from that. That's how I got to meet Nikki.
I did not know that.
And of course,
and that was through, well, let's see. I met Tyler at a TNA house show in Louisville. I think that's where that got launched.
I think that was the only show he ever went to.
No, he's been to other shows.
Oh, well, he could, yeah.
And then,
yeah, was that show,
mm-hmm.
It was Webmaster's Corner. It was another show I was doing called CC Liar. That spun that off, too, as well.
Yeah.
Good old 2007. Good Lord.
Yep. Carl is the resident historian, for those of you just tuning in. He really knows his stuff, seriously.
Yeah, Jim always makes it look like it's a bad thing. But anyway, folks.
No, it's not.
You guys digress.
Somebody has to know something. This stuff. I mean, come on.
Do I have to put you two on separate shows?
No.
Just pay me up front. Anyway.
I use PayPal, by the way. Yes. Okay. Worth a shot, right?
Okay, where were we here?
Let's talk a little more TNA. I think we have some TNA news. Oh, yeah. Bischoff hinted on his Twitter that the end is nigh for him.
Sure it is.
Twitter tracker.
If so, whatever. That's what I say.
That's what I say as well. It's like, yeah, right. I'll only believe that when it actually happens.
Well, here's what his... not Twitter, Facebook status.
The same thing.
Pretty much.
The text is, sometimes you gotta know when to say when. Getting close.
This message brought to you by Budweiser.
I'm more worried that it's coming in from station WORK. Let's keep an eye on it.
All right. I've heard their stuff. I applied for the job there. They didn't like me. And we move on.
Oh, fuck them.
Did you try their Western affiliate, KFBE?
No, I didn't. I was going for the English equivalent, but it didn't work because they don't like me overseas either. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of station WORK, this one doesn't belong at WORK. This belongs at station WTFH, what the fucking hell?
Yes.
What the hell, Nero? Okay.
Reed Flair has signed with TNA.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
Is this somebody who can give Lacey a run for her money?
Actually, Reed Flair isn't that bad of a wrestler. He's miles better than David Flair from what we've seen.
Oh, geez.
And
I'm
he was better than
David
Lacey Von Erich at age 10. Remember his old matches in WCW?
Oh, yeah.
He was better than David then.
Yeah, David over the years plopped up, didn't he?
Well,
yeah.
But he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when your
father's
has
a kid
at
now.
You disappointedly all the time, what else can you do?
At least he wasn't on whatever hell Reed was on. Was it meth or something?
Yeah, meth.
He wouldn't
or
be so
e.
plump.
Black tar heroin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, specific.
Oof. It's on the Wikipedia. It's
enough
been...
said.
Well, now we know why TNA hired him. Jeff Hardy is going to look forward to meeting him.
Cha-ching.
And yeah,
well,
right.
Let's be honest. You know, he could be delving into worse things. Like, you could be going up to WWE, meeting up with Randy Orton, Teddy Biasi, and having some...
Baby oil!
Yes.
Had to do it.
Well, yeah.
took you an hour and 14 minutes, but congratulations.
Oh, yeah, we did mention Randy Orton on this show.
Yes.
Yes, we did, and we all have our fingers crossed that he's gone longer than 4 weeks.
Bad. Anyways, John Lovitz wasn't that bad on Raw this week.
Yeah, that's
he
a ticket.
Backstage, fine. Out there, no.
Yeah, he wasn't. Correct. He wasn't all there on stage.
No,
especially
no.
since he did the exact same segment Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne did a few months ago.
That's
except for far
pretty
worse.
Close. You know, I want to talk to Artie Reynolds and Blade Braxton, Triple Kelly, the people at WrestleCrap. Guys, if you won't induct WWE's Got Talent from when Ozzy and Sharon did it, if you won't, I will.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
throwing the gauntlet down, if you will.
Are you opening the door there, sir?
I am opening the door. But then again, the door's already open for me at WrestleCrap anyway, so...
Are you
open
that
the pod bay doors,
Hal.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Hal.
Yeah, however, I do wish I had enough money to fly to Indianapolis and take part in their WrestleCrap Radio Roast.
I tell you what, this Maria shoot's pretty fun to look at here.
Really?
Oh, my.
Oh yeah.
More fun than the Jim Cornette shoot?
Blah.
Well, let's just say that certain people got ran down like dogs.
Batista?
Melina?
Oh, yeah. Especially her.
Oh, Melina. Good call, Nikki. So, SmackDown is... Well, let's talk Fatal 4-Way, the new concept pay-per-view for WWE.
The new concept, that's not a new concept at all, really, when you're right into it, I mean.
Yeah, it's a WWE square box ring, yes.
The new concept of a match we do all the time on free TV.
Yeah.
Four-way dance! Oh, sorry.
No. You can't call it a dance now.
Now, I agree that it's a bad concept to wrap a pay-per-view around, but... I never went back to this thread on WrestleCrap. Was there supposed to be a theme for Over the Limit? Because it didn't look like we have one. It was actually a pay-per-view with matches.
Yeah, that's right, Nikki. There was no concept. It was just renaming Judgment Day, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Exactly. Over the Limit, under arrest.
Oh!
You will
you believe
get a ticket.
That's the first time I've actually heard that. You believe that's the first time I've actually heard that?
Yeah.
All the hype for this interview? Anyway.
That was great. That was great.
And with the injury-ridden thing, everybody, there were a couple of whispers that Owen Hart disapproved of the pay-per-view name.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did somebody actually say that?
Well, let's see. The visual pun with the Over the Limit poster having Edge on it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The show was on May 23rd. When did Owen have his bad night?
May
23rd,
1999.
May what?
I rang in first. 23rd.
May what?
99.
You lose 5 for that.
Castle GTX.
Drive hard.
So does anybody have the actual date of that?
May 23rd.
Yeah, May 23rd, 1999.
11 years to the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, they were in Kansas City at the time.
Well, I saw on JR's Twitter that he mentioned that he had answered a ton of Owen Hart questions on that particular day.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of us factoid wrestling fans should be scratching our heads about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, understandable.
So,
at
Owen...
At least in Kansas City.
That's the only thing that was missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kemper Arena, yeah.
That'd have been even more weirder.
I don't think they're ever going to run it. Have they ever run shows out of Kemper?
They have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There have
been. No, the deal. I'm still waiting.
They have a pay-per-view like 2 months, don't they?
Are they doing Money in the Bank there?
I think.
Yeah,
so.
Fatal Four Ways in Long Island. They're going to Nassau Coliseum for that.
Yeah. Yep. So I think we know where Jason's heading.
Money in the Bank
yeah.
is at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, not Kemp Arena.
Oh,
well, that's right, because the Sprint Center is the newer facility there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. It's about 3 years old.
And
talk
for
a useless fact here.
Oh, go ahead, Carl.
This same arena also was the debut of a certain program that WWE has.
SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they shot the pilot.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, the pilot, the actual debut.
Wow.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. Anything else? Oh, I want to talk about Johnny Gargano. You guys mentioned Johnny Gargano. Rumors were abound this week that he would be signed by WWE. Today, that is not the case. As he said today, he is signed with probably the number 4 wrestling group in the United States. Dragon Gate.
Oh.
Number 4 to number 5, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Somewhere Leonard F. Chikarson is pounding his fist that he didn't get Johnny Gargano.
Fist pound.
Mm-hmm.
Fist pound.
He didn't have
then
a map
again,
or goofy skin.
Chikarson's not in power anymore.
Who's in power now?
Dieter von Steigervolt, a.k.a. possibly Hydra?
Hydra? I mean, I
it
thought it would be Vanguard
like
or
Andy
something
Dinsmore.
Like that.
It looked a lot like Andy Dinsmore, who
Eugene
was
Schroeder?
In Ring of Honor and Chikara as Hydra and Leslie Butterscotch. Whoop.
Leslie Butterscotch.
Hello,
no,
Laker.
This is Chikara. Chikara.
Tasty cake with Brute Ground.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Indeed. This indie news is brought to you by the following.
ZipGuard.
A beautiful
thing.
A beautiful finish.
ZipGuard.
That's right.
Thank you, Shadow Stevens.
On crack.
Fight, Williams.
You're welcome.
And those two will hug it out Mondays on the BS Big Show.
Well, I don't think... Are we doing a show this Monday, or is it going to be like Tuesday or something?
I don't know
certain,
yet.
Stanley Cup well, final. Hi, you know.
I'm waiting to hear from a certain someone else.
Palmer.
Yeah. Moving on.
Wait, I think he's still gushing over the fact that he actually has a Super Bowl.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could open the door for other cold weather cities, so don't...
No, it couldn't. Anyway.
No, not Seattle.
Oh, boy, vintage CZW on my TV. Oh, my.
Wait a minute. Are you serious, Jim?
CZW has a program now again on TV, CZW Wired.
What channel?
It's on WMCN in Philadelphia, which is the infomercial galore channel. And it's in a half-hour format, either at 11:30 or midnight, late Friday into Saturday.
CCW Wired, you said?
Yes,
uh-huh.
As opposed to their vintage show, Fake UTV.
I hope you got enough towels to wipe off your monitor.
I'm not facing a monitor.
You know, as long as...
Sammy Callahan.
You know, as
yeah,
long
well.
As your friend Sammy Callahan knocks the Airhorn guy to fuck out, I'll be happy.
Come on, Airhorn guy's great. Come on. Okay, no, he isn't, but anyway.
No.
Yeah, Nikki, didn't we throw Airhorn guy into Room 101 when we had the Matthew show?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Available to be listened to at blogtalkradio.com/SigmaFan on demand.
And on iTunes.
Thank you. I just said that.
And soon to be on YouTube when I talked to Matthew and we're going to put that entire interview up on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Ah.
Complete with pictures of Drew McIntyre's legs.
Oh, God.
God.
Come on. I think I just threw up in my mouth.
Thank you, Rob.
That was something awesome in that interview. Come on.
I got nothing to say to this. Let's move on quickly.
Yes,
three things that I remember from that interview. One, him and Spoonie are cool. Two, he fucking hates Airhorn guy. And three, although he thinks Drew McIntyre sucks, he drills over his legs.
Oh,
which to say, he sucks.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just like this service sucks. That being BTR, of course.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio, greatest thing in the world since...
Which I don't understand, why the fuck does Skype does not work on the bottom of the hour on shows, but comes on the top of the hour? What the fuck?
It's a free service, what do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to change that in a couple of months, don't worry. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Getting Magic Jack back, dude?
No, I'm talking about Blog Talk Radio itself.
Mel Arthur would be proud, yes. Alrighty.
I can Magic Jack's fired. Expired by now.
Oh. I think we've covered the gamut of what happened in wrestling this week, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, alas, it's time for personal notes here.
Yeah. 3 minutes left of my hosting career here at Blog Talk Radio, hosting the North American Wrestling Connection, which I've done since September of 2007, doing other shows. Prior to that, North South Wrestling Connection with Carl Chenier, Webmaster's Corner with Tyler Brown, and then later spawning this show, which I started up with Ms. Heyman when I think all we did was just talk about, we ran down results and we just talked about what happened on pay-per-views and stuff like that, I do believe.
This isn't my first radio show, although this is the first one that's actually made it to the internet. The other one was supposedly recorded to be posted on the internet and never got there.
Mm-hmm.
This was back in 2006. So when Tyler told me about this show, I was glad to come over here and stretch my legs a little bit and really enjoy the conversation. It's good to be on a show where you can talk about wrestling without oh my God, without snark, okay, without a lot of snark. And still have a good time. I mean, yeah, there are some shows that, you know, we all want to reach to the phone and choke somebody.
Yeah.
Mm.
But hopefully I can do this show some justice.
I have a feeling you will, Nikki. I have a feeling you will. Then we moved on from there, and we started to get a good group of people to come on the show. VRM came on the show. Typho came on the show when he stayed for the duration. Statboy Josh Henniger came on shortly after him.
Yeah, that was a whole shenanigan-filled time of my life. Fucking Capture Suplex Radio.
E-pod.
Fuck him!
Right. Trista was on our show regularly, and she still comes on every now and then. We thank her dearly. Then there's D2, who... I don't know where he is. And then
Go ahead.
I know he tried to do another radio show, and that quickly petered out.
Yes.
And then we brought in Jason Block. We brought in a few other people afterwards. We had the highest of highs and the lowest of lows on this show during the 3 years that we've been on here so far. It is time for me to hang up my shingle and say that Doctor is out. Nikki Heyman is in to take over permanently. So for everybody, I'd like to say, Carl, Jim, you've been around the block longer than I care to remember. I'd like to thank both of you for hanging out with me and Nikki and the rest of the crew for the past 3 years.
Thanks for making me a part of it, man. Pleasure.
You're welcome, buddy, anytime.
Uh-huh. Typho, Josh, thank you for being on the show.
It's been fun.
Mm-hmm. It's been fun, sir.
Nikki, I know you'll do the show justice. I will see you in person in August.
Mm-hmm.
And I may swing down.
Yeah. And for me, this is the good doctor signing off. Come on, Sparky. Let's go home. Oh, wait. I am home.
Well, sir, it's been real. Real
yep.
fun.
Yeah. Good luck,
it's
buddy.
It's going to be a shame that you're going to go.
Yep.
But yeah.
I might be
don't,
back.
Don't. But, yeah, don't be a complete stranger. I'm sure you'll be more than welcome when you have the time to contribute whenever you can. I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah hit me up on Facebook because I'm going to be picking people out.
Okay.
Jerem, Josh, you guys were on the show that I did a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to be doing a similar format.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm going to just get everybody on a list of VRM. If you are still listening by any chance, I need a means to get a hold of you along with IM when I want to bring you in, just so you know, because everybody else is on Facebook. Where the hell are you, man?
On AIM.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
It's never goodbye. We'll cross paths again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See you down the road of life, as they say.
Yeah.
All right,
take care. In August.
Night.
Good luck.
Good night.
Bye-bye, folks.
See ya.